When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adjacent. You're listening to the Sports Adjacent.
Okay, I like that. I just learned something new today. Adjacent.
With Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey on the House of L Network.
We're doing everything I dreamed of as an adjacent.
You were really hopeful that I was going to have hotspot capability.
Oh, yeah, most people do, I would Jason, think every year of our Lord 2024.
Every media person needs to have hotspot on their phone.
1,000%.
Because you could be in a dead end space. Like, you need to have internet. I've done and recorded and edited and posted full podcasts in my car because of how I had hotspot.
I've heard that, and I most people I know do seem to have that. And when I go to the airport or I'm in any kind of crowded place and I try to log onto the Wi-Fi, all these personal hotspots show up. But why does mine not? Why when I click it, it says
phone, and you don't think about things like that.
The second part's true, but this is not an old phone. This is like 2 years old.
But what iPhone is it?
How do I find that out?
Jesus. See, and that's why I didn't expect you to have hotspot. That's why I didn't expect it.
It says Jason's iPhone 4. That's not right. That's not even possible.
No, that's definitely you.
Model name.
That's 100% you.
Model name, iPhone 13 Pro.
Yeah, you're like 8 gens back, dog. They are like 16, 17.
I got an iPhone 14.
I do too. They're like 16.
I got this in like 2021 or 2.
Yeah, but the thing is, bro, it was never mind. It's not even important.
It's working now, so we can just talk to Jason now. What's up, guys? Hey everybody.
If it bails on us, we'll try to figure it out. Tone, you look awake today. This is great.
He took our advice. Second cup.
There's a brightness to your face. You're shining.
Yeah. He's on cup number 5.
What's in that mug that you just showed us, Rooker?
Nah, it is definitely coffee with vanilla bean creamer. I used the Cafe Bustelo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very popular in Miami.
That I made. And now we here.
I am in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, and I went to a Starbucks today, and it was like, it was the classic example of the frustration I have with young people's inability to communicate. I walked into this Starbucks, and this is a little bit of an extreme example, I guess, but I walked in, and Russ, I thought it was closed, because I walk in, and most of the lights are out. There's nobody in there customers-wise. And the display, you know, the display case where they have the food empty. And I just walk, when I walk in this, I want to say girl, woman, I don't know, young, at the register. Perfect. I don't know. She doesn't say anything to me. She just looks at me. She doesn't say, thanks for coming in. I might be the first person she's seen all day based on the looks of this Starbucks.
Got it.
And I don't even get a hello. Hello, thanks for coming in. What can I get? Just looks at me. And I kind of look at her and I'm confused. And I'm like, it looks like you guys are closed. And she goes, we're not.
All right.
That's it.
Here's my issue with that story. Cool, fine story. But like, what I need from you, two things. Mm-hmm. One, I think you're wild for assuming that other people don't know what's going on in their communication. Because as we've established on this podcast, you're usually the one that doesn't know what's going on as far as communicating with the young people. Number two,
you're right.
Let's not throw this weird interaction between you and person X because they were just, maybe they were weird that day. Maybe you're weird. Like, let's put that on y'all specific situation.
Oh, there was no music playing either.
Over young music. Oh, see, that's weird for a Starbucks.
Starbucks always have some kind of music going.
Yeah.
And there was no music. It was so bizarre. It was like, did you guys flip the sign on that says open today? Or
from everything that you said, it sounds like a just weird Starbucks, weird situation. But I take issue with you throwing that on young people's inability to communicate.
It's not you.
I am young people though.
But he's okay, right. But if you worked right, if you worked at like, and I understand these are not probably the most fun jobs, but if you worked at a Dunkin' Donuts, like you would be friendly and interactive with people. Like you wouldn't just stare at people when they walked in the door.
You're the anomaly, and you surround yourself with other anomalies of excellent communicators. So I don't think
people that are excellent communicators in person, Tone. Because I bet every person, I bet every one of these young people that does this, like I bet they're great communicators by text. I bet they can send you all the right emojis.
Yeah, like customer service has significantly gone down, I think, amongst young people because I don't think they know actually how to communicate with other people. And I think there's an issue with that because high anxiety rates, gone up. Like you need to be able to communicate effectively to other human beings in real life, other than over text, over the phone, over the computer. And I think, again, Russ, you're the anomaly. And I think it affects when we go to Starbucks, when we go to Dunkin', when we go to McDonald's, because it's just, how you doing? What's your order? Okay, bye. They want to limit as much communication as possible without seeing the benefit of actually talking to people.
Interesting. Maybe I've just been lucky with the people. Like, especially if I'm going to a Starbucks or hey, good morning, how are you? Oh, I'm doing well. How are you? Good. What are you getting today? Like, that's just normal. Like, that's normal for me. But that's wild that you walked into a place where you have to speak to human beings and it wasn't just like, hey, how are you? What can I get for you? Or what can I get for you?
They got to train people. They got to train people.
What's wrong with you, buddy? Say words.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
They're going to have to make that a part of their
training. Is how do you talk to people?
Starbucks is the worst, and it hasn't stopped me from going there. I go pretty much every day. But
I mean,
there's so many times where it's like you'll go there.
How many times do you go to the self checkout?
What's that?
How many times do you go to the self checkout?
I'm faster.
I'm with Jason on that one.
You're not helping it either.
More efficiently than me.
Do we really want the interaction? That's another question. That's a way we can't put it all on young people. Do we want the interaction now?
At the local Jewels, my friend? No, because I'm trying to get in and out. And here's the other part. Jason, you don't experience this as much. Maybe if you're making dinner that night, because I know we've talked about it. I have 5 items. I'm a single dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
5 items, maybe less. Like most people have hella items in their cart. I'm just making food for me. And so there's a line at the person who has to wring it out themselves. Then they have to bag it themselves because they don't have baggers really anymore at most places. So yeah, I'm not going to the checkout that has a person. Rarely. Sometimes it's the aisle that has no person in it and the self check is the one with the line. So then in that case, I'll go over there.
Do you still get carded?
Me?
If you buy alcohol at the store, yeah.
Yes, because it's the law. It's gone down significantly since I've grown my beard. But I still have a young face though. So yeah. It's 70, 30, 65, 45. Yes.
Okay.
If I'm around people who are clearly adults, then I don't get carded, right? Like I'm at that age, and Tone still is too, keep it a buck, where it's just like, you could be like 18 or 35. Whereas you have the baldy and you look like a father figure. No offense to you. So if we're all out, they're not going to card us because they're going to be like, well, he looks responsible. So he's probably letting them have their drink.
I got the Patrick Mahomes body.
Have you seen? Why did I do my man Pat like that? That's effing.
Hey, I'm going to need them to stop trying to take him down a peg. Leave the goat alone. All right. I don't know. I don't know what they.
It's one of my. It's one of my favorite things about him. It's one of my favorite things about him, though, is that he's not like ridiculously sculpted. He's not something you could never aspire to look like. He's kind of a normal guy.
Here's the thing: he's a really good athlete. The body, and you're talking to a former fat, right? Like you're talking to somebody who was 315. So I've seen the body in a lot of different regards. I know. So I know. You sound like Kevin Hart when he called Don Cheadle old. Damn, I'm sorry. But when your body's at rest and you didn't know the camera was on you, bro, you're not like sucking in. Like you can see bodybuilders, right? Who've got the like 8-pack. You're just at rest. Everything's just not like popping in every vein. Like that's not real. That's why the internet's so fucked up. That's why these kids out here having anxiety because they think you just got to look like the dude from 300 all the time. It's not real. And so I'm sorry that they caught Pat at a bad angle, bad lighting. He's at rest, comfortable, and here go a camera on him when he just naked in the locker room and got his little belly out. Even though if you looked at Pat, he don't even look like that.
If he was a normal person, he's in great shape.
Yes.
But he's a world-class greatest athlete in his sport.
And it's effed up because we've seen people at his position. Like, we've seen Cam Newton in his prime and Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, right? Like, these dudes, like, chiseled by God himself. And then, hey, man, sometimes what if he ate that day, right? What if he retained water that day? Like, there's so many things that happen that they caught you in bad lighting that has you looking like that. That's effed up, man. I didn't like that.
I love it though because it makes him so much of an anomaly because he's so athletic and he runs well. Like when he scrambles, he does it well. And I'm always sitting there thinking, how did he do that? Because it's not like watching Justin Fields or Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson. It's not artful hardly ever when he does it, but he does it effectively.
You know what's crazy? He probably had the 6-pack. Like, think about it. Like, if you saw him just, the camera's on me. I know how to do. Like, he probably has a 6-pack. And they just caught him with his body at rest. Like, it just, come on, man.
You know what? What if, I'm going to say he doesn't. And here's why. I think in the same vein as Steph Curry, he's figured out something about the position, right? You see what he does with his arm, right? With both, because he can throw with both and made plays with both. Mm-hmm. He found a way. He's like, look, I'm a quarterback, and to play this position, I need strong legs, right? I need all the muscles around the knees and the ankles and stuff to be cool. What I need in my midsection, the only part, is not a hardened body. What did Tom Brady figure out, right? It's like when he gets tackled, right? Flexibility. When he gets tackled, they say it's like tackling tissue paper when you're tackling Tom Brady versus a glass, you know, a weakened glass of like Ben Roethlisberger who just crashed every time. What if he's like, you know what? I need a softer, more thicker midsection. And that's like the game within the game, right? Past what the normal athlete would be, where all these guys are trying to get, you know, hey, I need to be aesthetically pleasing. Nobody can even see it on the football field.
You might be onto something because who gets the most soft tissue injuries? The dude that's usually cut up.
Oh, yeah, the real lean guys, the receivers.
Like, I'm thinking about, even outside of football, like I'm thinking about the most athletic, chiseled by God athlete I've ever seen on a baseball field is Giancarlo Stanton. And one of the biggest issues in Giancarlo Stanton's career is his inability to stay healthy, right? Outside of, you know, his MVP season, et cetera, because he's so big and right, like you have so much muscle tissue and muscle fibers and, you know, those muscles get tight. And when those muscles are tight, they have a tendency to, you know, maybe there's an imbalance. Maybe you strain it easier than you would. Like Bartolo Colon was the least athletic player in baseball. Dude, Priscilla is 45 years old. Like, there is something to that, Tone. Like, I do think there is a – because we saw the quarterback series on Netflix. Dude's in the gym every day. So it's not like he's keg, out of shape, fat slob. No, but I might be on your side with that.
He's maximizing what makes him a great quarterback. I'm not going to say him. It's also him, but all the information that we have now is like, you don't need this midsection. You need it for protection, and that's it. Everything else can be chiseled. The arm, the legs, stuff like that. Just my thoughts.
Russ, can I just point something out?
Sure.
That Tony Gill rant about Patrick Mahomes having this epiphany that my belly, that's where the beers go. I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Gill is back in the building.
Let's go.
That's the real Tony Gill.
Yeah, we haven't had that tone, like epiphany tone.
Yeah,
in some time.
You know, like any Tony that starts with, you know what I figured out that no one else knows? I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to hear where this goes.
And
yep.
usually I'm out, but I haven't seen in a while, so I'm in. For this time only.
I got carded this week.
Stop.
At Publix. In you know, Publix, the grocery store in the southeast. Yeah,
shout out great. To the pub sub.
What were you buying?
A bottle of wine. I was buying a bottle of wine
for your room.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I did it on the road too.
Yep, it's a good move.
If they don't have a bar, yes.
I'm gonna drink that out of whatever paper cup they've got sitting around.
Honestly, you could do it out the bottle, right?
Like right out the or just right out.
Ain't nobody looking.
But I totally. I'm 2 weeks away. Is it cold? No, wine's not supposed to be cold. Well, I mean, white wine is, I guess.
Oh, red.
I don't want room temperature drink. A
red should come down, not room temperature, but neither here nor there.
Like a little cooler than room temperature.
Yes. Like I stick it in the fridge for like 5 minutes for, before serving.
I don't do that. That's,
do you thirst afterwards?
I like it pretty close to room temperature. But not everyone does. And there was one time a few years ago, I was up at my grandpa's place and he grilled up some steaks and he's excellent at that. Like there's no restaurant you can go to that grills a steak better than my grandfather does to this day. But he's like, hey, do you want some wine with that? I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. So he pours two glasses of red wine. And before I can say thank you for it, he drops like three ice cubes in each of them.
See, I've seen that to me.
What am I supposed to do with this?
That's uncouth. And shout out to Grandpa because I'm not
going to. And I don't like it.
The behavior, uncouth.
No.
Right? Like, you would much rather say, have me put the bottle in 2 or 3 minutes before serving and then pull it out just so it could come down a little bit from room temperature. But the ice cubes is like, it's not pop.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not like Hawaiian punch. I guess if you're putting the bottle of wine in the fridge like 2 or 3 minutes before, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it's really just to knock the warmth off of it.
I want it just barely below room temperature, but I definitely don't want it cold. I want it like it was in my basement.
But see, basements are cool. You know what I mean?
Like basements are like 10 degrees. Yeah, like 10 degrees cooler than upstairs. Yeah.
What'd you say, Tom?
Are you refreshed drinking wine? Does it make you more thirsty?
Yeah.
No.
But I'm not drinking it to
I want another thirst. Glass.
I'm not drinking it like good. I'm not drinking it like I just got back from a run and down it Gatorade. Like a bottle of Gatorade.
Then why do you drink it?
Because it's good. Why do you drink root beer?
Because it's tasty and also refreshing.
Get out of here.
My drink, all right, Tone, Mr. Root Beer Man. Me and Jason's drink is healthier.
He's probably right. In moderation, he's probably right.
It is right.
I bet he's right. But also, there's no way that you drink a whole thing of root beer and you're not thirsty. It's all sugar. Like, of course you need a glass of water after that.
You know, I have it with my din-din. You know, yum, yum, yum. Choo-choo-choo. Crack open a cold one. You know, we're good to go. Din-din.
Crack open a cold one.
Shut up. Oh,
I have it with A&W.
Din-din. Some dad's root beer. Some Barks. Shout out to the OG.
Shout out to Aldi too. Aldi, excellent Aldi brand root beer. Craft root beer. Aldi root beer, pretty nice. I would recommend it.
You remember
top
Dad's
root beer's tone? Go.
Barks. I'll put Aldi up there. This is in no particular order. A&W, classic. I don't know. Anything in a bottle. Anything in a, in a bottle.
So I'll throw Sprecher's and IBC. I'm sure, those, I think that's the...
Those would have been my top two, both of those.
Sprecher's and IBC? I would also include, I only drink root beer now, like once a year. Culver's root beer is amazing, especially if you go in the Culver's. And get it from, like, they have their own little section for it. But yeah, Culver's root beer is phenomenal.
Crack open a cold one. I got carded at Publix, and I'm turning 40 in like 2 weeks. And I look it too. Like I don't have boyish charm.
You live the hard life.
And I kind of
the world.
I kind of told the lady
by the bears.
I told the cashier. I said I'm almost 40. Like why would you card me? And she said what you said. She said, yeah, I'm the same age, and I that's the law. I rang
trying to get her fired.
I was just joking around with her, but she rang up the groceries, and this is what every grocery shopping experience is like now, where I didn't think I got very much. I just got I'm on the road, like I'm not trying to stock my fridge. I wanted some fried chicken because Publix has amazing fried chicken. I know that might not be believable to people outside the Southeast that the grocery store has great fried chicken, but Publix has great fried chicken.
Oh, brother. I think it's widely accepted in the States that grocery store fried chicken is the elite fried chicken.
I didn't even know that. Okay. There we go.
Like the smell, and as a black dude, I probably shouldn't say this, but neither here nor there. I don't eat it regularly. Yeah. As a black man, we haven't had that one in a while. I don't eat it regularly. I know that's sacrilegious to the community. I know, Tom. I know. We're just going to act like I didn't say it. Yeah. In the morning when I go get some coffee from Dunkin', I'll walk outside and there's a Jewel across the street from me. And at 9 o'clock, you already smell that chicken outside. And it's like, oh, man, I can't do it for health purposes. But like that black man smells
tingle?
Good.
Your black man senses don't tingle?
No, Tone. No, Tone. We're not going to put that into the ethos.
Do you ever get fried chicken at the grocery store and it has clearly, you can tell by eating it, you can tell clearly they have fried fish in the same oil that the fried chicken tastes fishy?
No, that's no good.
I can't do it. And I like fish, but I can't eat that. Let me tell you what I got at the grocery store. I wrote it down, the entire list. And you see if you can guess how much this is. And I'll tell you up front, the bottle of wine was $12.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of variance in that. You would need to know that or else you'd have
yes.
14 hands is a good wine if you want to buy like wine at a good price. I got apples, carrots, some little like turkey sticks, like protein snack, a tin of Altoids, a $12 bottle of wine, and ice cream. Six items.
$23.
$60. $60 and change. And I was staring at it like I must have had this. I'm very expressive with my face. My wife has always told me that. Like,
big same.
People can always see what I'm thinking. I wouldn't be a good poker player. Because the cashier looks at me and she's like, something wrong? Is that, you know, did it get too high for you? And I was like,
she said, get your broke ass out the line.
Yeah. No, she was very friendly. I loved this cashier. And I'm just like, no, I can't figure out how that happened. Like, I didn't even get anything crazy. How did it get to $60? I don't know. But she looks at me and she just goes, groceries be crazy.
That's hilarious. But you said the wine was $12?
Yeah.
So you got wine, you got apples. You got a tin of Altoids.
I got a lot of apples. It might have been, that might have been.
Okay, so yeah, you didn't say the amount. I'm just thinking you got like a bag.
No, I got enough to like get through the week.
The little turkey roll up thingies.
I don't have the receipt sitting here, but I think the wine was like 12. I think the turkey thing was like 10. The apples might have been in the 10 to 15 range. Maybe the carrots were 3 or 4. Altoids are like $3, $4 a tin now.
Wait,
the
what?
The ice cream was like 10. Does that add up to something close to 60 with tax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like the Cowboys being $4 was not what I had on the bingo card.
They're like six.
Much cheaper than that.
They're like six at the airport now.
The airport is the most expensive place in the world.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, like, it's one thing that always tastes good at shopping malls and airports, and it's bourbon chicken. Right? Like, I don't know what it is about the little Japanese or Chinese Asian place, but bourbon chicken at the mall and the airport be bussing. It's the also going to cost you sample. $17.
The free sample of the bourbon chicken.
Yep. It's going to get you. You're going to be like, I'm gonna need two of those. Can you double me up?
In the food court of any mall or airport is batting 1,000 lifetime.
1,000%, yeah. Dog. They never between misses. Between the bourbon chicken place and Sbarro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't turn it down. They're holding it right there. They're like, do you want this? Well, yes.
The lady is like 4'11", and she's holding this big-ass family-sized pan of bourbon chicken. Yes, yeah. Ma'am. I will come in there and grab two plates of this.
And one bite, and you're sold. You're like, yes, give me a bucket of that.
100%.
Yeah. Put it in a gift box, you know, that I can carry. Make sure it has a handle so I can carry it.
Dude, yes. Oh my gosh! It's taking me to a place.
This,
like, you know, when you think of the girl that really put it on you, that's me. me thinking about this bourbon chicken. I see Herb dying backstage, and Herb, no.
We got Herb Howard waiting backstage.
We do.
All right, we're gonna get to that eventually. Herb Howard is stopping by. You all right?
We haven't even started the show. You were like, yeah, I know. We don't get to Herb ass in about an hour, so.
No. We'll get there. We'll get there. Welcome to Sports Adjacent. I'm Jason Leisure with my co-host Russ Dorsey, and we got you guys the real thing today with Tony Gill. We got the real Tony Gill. He's here,
real deal, holy deal.
He's back. You know, like sometimes guys are rehabbing an injury or something like that, and in basketball they'll be on like a minutes restriction, or they'll be coming off the bench or doing a D League stint or something like that to kind of get right, or G League it is now. And then, but then they're like back, and the coach is like, "Hey, no minutes restriction. He's full go." That's Tone. Tone's back. He's back in the building.
I kind of feel like Derrick Rose, where like you guys, you know, all right, get out there, go be MVP Rose. And I'm like, hey, I want to make sure I walk across the stage with Anaya. You know, when I got meetings,
he's thinking long term.
So yeah, I got to think long term, so I'm taking my time.
Okay,
because it's funny. It's
with
funny
general soreness.
Tone last week was just like, we said, Tone, you need to like drink a cup of coffee. He's like, nah, man, I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to kick naturally, man. I just can't be on that, man. And then we text him a couple hours ago. Hey, Tone, get you a cup in. Get another cup or two in. And we see him bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, had his cup of coffee on deck. He looks great, smiling from ear to ear. He got theories already. We're not 30 minutes in. This is great. Also, Tone, I texted you and Jay this earlier. I was talking to my mom the other day, and first, she thought it was hilarious when we were talking about going to the bathroom at night, where we're like, sometimes the corner three, you're not always going to knock it down.
Your mom liked that segment.
She thought it was hilarious, yes. She thought it was hilarious.
The way that I'm going to find out what my mom thought about that segment is she's going to say, I really liked you guys' podcast last week. Well, most of it.
I've heard that conversation,
and
too.
She won't even have to say what the part is. I'll know. Yeah,
it happens. But she told me she was just like, "Oh, I felt so bad for Tony. You could tell he was so tired. I'm praying for him."
I need all the prayers. Thank you, Mama Dorsey.
Please. Only we showed that same compassion to athletes. Like, oh, he's hurt. It's okay.
I'm praying for him.
Oh, it's third game in four nights. I understand.
No.
Tone gets that for a job he comes to for an hour a week from Mrs. Dorsey. Oh, I understand.
She knows. She had two little rambunctious boys. So
it's rough. It's rough. Yeah. The refreshed, rejuvenated, re-energized littest producer in the game, Tony Gill, is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Check out the Sheets and Giggles Valentine's sale right now. You go on there, and we've been telling you about this the last week or two about their sale where if you buy a mattress, you get any two other items free, which is actually great because you could, you know, you could get two pillows, you could get a sheet set and a duvet or something like that. Like you could buy the mattress and outfit the entire thing if you want. Well, they're offering that. They're offering the mattress plus any two items free, but they're also, because of Valentine's Day, giving you 14% off the mattress, which when you're buying mattresses, and I don't know how recently any of you guys have bought a mattress, but 14% is pretty, like, pretty big discount. Here's the thing. The promo code for this, when you go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA, is threesome.
Ah, yeah. Well, maybe,
but it's because you're getting three things, Tone. It's because you're getting the mattress and two other things. Threesome. That's the word.
I know what Colin is doing. Yeah. You can't fool me. I know. What Shaq say? Nah, I'm familiar with your game.
Okay, so you're either typing that promo code in giggling, like Tony and Russ are, or you're typing it in sweating, hoping no one sees you. But either way, type it in. The deal is a good deal.
Do it on incognito.
Get the 14% off. Sports Adjacent is also brought to you by BetMGM. You can go to BetMGM.com or download the BetMGM app and do this for the Super Bowl. Use promo code Adjacent1000. They will pay you back in free future betting credits up to $1,500 on your first bet if you don't win. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All right, we've got Herb Howard waiting, and he's here for a reason. You're going to find out what it is next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up with you brothers, man? What's going on?
There he is. I love this guy.
Herb.
Y'all hilarious, man.
I was just like, hey, man, it's that girl that you remember that put it on you. Herb, no.
Hilariousness, man. You never forget those. You never forget those.
Sheesh.
You know what else? Herb. You know what else is in that category of food that just tastes better, or maybe only tastes good when you're at the mall or the airport, is a Cinnabon.
Facts.
I think if, like, who doesn't like Cinnabon? But if Cinnabon was a standalone place like Taco Bell, I don't picture it being something I would ever stop in. No. I would never pull off the road. Oh, I'm going to hit Cinnabon on the way home. But if I'm at the mall or at the airport, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
I prefer Auntie Anne's.
That too. I was going to put that in the
same thing, but yeah.
The cinnamon sugar pretzel.
Yeah.
Pretzel dog. When are you going to eat a pretzel dog?
You know what? Ugh. But you know, there's a reason for that. It's, I've always thought that Cinnabon and Auntie Anne's, again, great places. I would like them as well. But
are you about to say that they're racist or something?
No. The smell is better than the actual product.
Oh, that's
so
true.
That's why.
True.
Yeah, I don't think I'd
never be
that.
A standalone. I'm like, if you see it, I'm like, oh, that's nice, and then you keep going because it's
it
never
needs to be
that
like a
good.
Smell it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's never that good enough to stop, right? And like until you smell it. So the smell is in terms of goodness and the smellness. The smell is like way up there, but the goodness is kind of like, you know, right there. Yeah, I'll take some.
I can dig it. Great steak and potato too. That's one.
It always smells
great.
Good.
Steak and potato classic. We don't got them as much no more.
They don't have them right now in as many places as the other ones. But when you see one,
my dad loved great steak and potato. Yeah. Great fries.
When I was a kid, getting to eat at the food court at the mall was a big deal.
Yeah,
there was like they had Cinnabon, they had the pretzel place, they had Sbarro's, they had great steak and potato. They always had some random place that had bourbon chicken.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like and fried rice.
At Forest City, it was like some jazz place, jazz aesthetic place at Forest City that had the bourbon chicken. Mm. I still don't know the name of it, but I know it had a saxophone as the emblem. So I'm like, that must be fire.
Did your mom, Russ, did your mom used to like take you along, you and your brother along when she'd go shopping? And you had to just kind of, or at department stores or something, you just would have to endure these just hours of shopping that had nothing to do with you. And you just, you know, it's winter, but you're wearing your heavy coat, so you're way too hot inside. Yeah. You and your brother eventually just start fighting.
Yeah. No, it's the reason why me and my brother got to a point where, like, just leave us in the car. Right. I know it's not the right thing as an adult, but we won't suffocate. Right. We'll crack the window. We'll turn the air, leave the air on. But I just don't want to do this anymore. Also, and we could put this in here. We could just include this part. So I remember going to the store at like, mom, cover your ears, at like 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And we're in the ladies section. And when you
I got a ladies section story.
Listen, you're just kind of just chilling, waiting for your mom to do her thing. You're not like lost. You're in the same store. But we're in the brassiere section. Well, mm-hmm. I was. My mm-hmm. mom was drifting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And same. I'm a little
You tried
young
one on, didn't you?
No. Oh. No. This is when you realize I'm a young boy. I'm in the ladies section. All of a sudden, I see the mannequin. Uh-huh. Them things was hanging on the mannequin.
After a couple of Capri Suns, that mannequin starts looking kind of cute.
Yo, why tell you the mannequin had it on? Girl, the mannequin, she had them things was hanging. And so she had the brassiere. And so I stand on the little, like the little box thing where the mm-hmm. mannequin was on, and I definitely Absolutely, reached up can. And got me a mm-hmm. handful. and it was at that moment my mom turns around and see me grab a handful of mannequin boob.
Oh no!
And she was like, "Russell Robert, come here right now." And I was just trying to get my shit off as a young boy. Like, I didn't think I was doing nothing wrong, but that's when I knew. I was going to be a wild boy as an adult.
That has to be your mom's. Thank you so much for telling that story. And also, I'm sorry to your mom that you told that story.
I bet she hates that story.
Every young boy has a mall, department store, lady section story / experience. Right? Like, it's like you have to, right? So my story is me and my brothers, when we would go to the department store, we would go to the women's section. And we would turn all the bras inside out. So,
invert them.
Because
like from
like
concave buttons. To convex bow, or the bow, other way around, bow, whatever it is. Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow. As many as we can. You know,
did you do the sound effects people. Too?
Yeah, bow, bow, like Waka Flocka. Bow, 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 bow. You know?
Oh, man, he's back.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a... That's why... Well, the other reason my mom was cool with leaving me in the car, because she didn't want me grabbing all up on the mannequins.
Yeah, it was... you know, some of the stores probably, you know, at Macy's, you were required to be left in the car.
They don't even make the mannequins believe... Like, why are you making these OnlyFans IG model... Like, that's not real life. Like, what are y'all doing?
Are you...
Like,
are you pivoting your story from going around and going, bah, 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 to all the bras to now some kind of feminist stance about how mannequins set unrealistic body image issues for women? Is that where you're going with this?
Yes.
You drove from one, like, side of the road to the other. Mm-hmm. Hey, but man, either side of the road, you're in a ditch on this.
If we really wanted to take this podcast out of here, we'd have the conversation about who BBLs are actually for, because it's not us. Mm. But it's either here or there. Mm. Mm.
I was going to say that those endless shopping trips, the only hope was that you would get to, the redemption would be that you would get to
grab a mannequin.
Eat at the food court. Right.
Yeah, probably that part too.
But also, you know, what you like. That's fine too. You
grab a handful of mannequin.
Them things was stanging on the mannequin is the wildest thing I've heard.
I wouldn't lie to you. I have a really good memory, but we were in Marshall Fields and that mannequin had it on her.
Cheekins.
Both of them.
And then Jason saying that you had on the Capri Sun goggles at the time. The
that man said you had a couple Capri Suns and said, I'm just going to do it.
After a couple Hawaiian punches. Ooh.
Hey, man. But it was the fact that, like, as I grabbed a handful of mannequin boo, my mom turned around.
That was the part of the story. All of it was totally believable until then.
But
I was like tracking along, being like, this is how I expect this story to go. Of course, Russ at 7 or 3 weeks ago would do this kind of thing.
Whoa. All right, stop.
But the part where your mom turns around and catches you is just what the worst luck for you. And also for her.
I was 28 years old.
I mean,
it was how I celebrated my 25th birthday.
Body is 7 or 8, and now, you know.
All right. Why do we have Herb Howard on?
Oh, yes. Well,
this is an unscheduled appearance.
I should have done this a year ago, but I'm pulling up on y'all. Because the Detroit Lions, I know they did not complete their mission of reaching the Super Bowl, but they made it to the NFC Championship game.
Which they should have won.
And two intelligent, bright, creative football journalists that I know and love told me that I was out of my damn mind for believing 2 seasons ago that the Lions would be better than the Chicago Bears. This is what bothers me. If I was having a conversation with 2 fans, you know, had their heart on their sleeve, cheered for the Bears, didn't look outside of their Bears blinders, I could understand somebody making that case. But 2 intelligent young men, Jason Leger, Herb Howard, at Hallis Hall every day, and saw the dog shit that was on that field and on that roster, told me that the Chicago Bears would be better than the Detroit Lions. There was zero logic, Tone, in their case. No, you don't get to talk. You talked long enough 2 years ago. I'm saying to you is that roster was horrible.
Okay.
I'm actually more mad at Jason than Herb, Tone, because the week before we had Herb on, I went line by line. I went to the Bears roster that season before 2022. Before 2022, I said, Jason, there are all of 3 players I would rather have on this Bears team than anybody on the Lions. He's like, nah, but it's the Lions, though. There was no logic. It was just Lions going Lions. Yes.
You're right.
And the Bears not only were worse than the Lions, they had the worst record in the NFL.
So at the time that he said this, just to bring everyone up to speed, and Tony has the clip. We have the receipts. We're going to see the receipts. First off, I fully support you taking a victory lap on this. Well earned. Even though the Lions didn't go to the Super Bowl, like you were right about the Lions. That doesn't change it. Russ said this to us, to Herb and I, going into the 2022 football season. And since then, the Bears have won 10 games. And the Lions have won more than double that. And we're just like a quarter away from going to the Super Bowl this year. And also, by the way, the Lions have all their draft picks, and the Lions have more salary cap space than the Bears this offseason. At 12-5, they've got all these resources to make it better.
And people believe in.
Right. So you won. You were right. You were absolutely right. The Bears have finished
hella right. Let's not even say right. Like hella right. But it went like right. They were a game better than the hella right.
Play it back, Tone. Let's hear it.
Herb, so the fellas that were at the house watching basketball, and during the break of one of the games, before the second game came on, I said, the Lions are a better team than the Bears. Jason pushed back against that instantly. He was like, yeah, the Bears will always win one against the Lions.
Just reflexively. Without any thought, just reflexively, there's no way that could ever be true. I said, Jason,
the Bears have one of the worst rosters in the NFL right now. And I said, and I can read you off the Lions roster right now, and just by the names alone, they have to beat the Bears twice. And so then I read the Lions roster, and he was like, it's a pretty good team. And then I read him off the Bears roster, and if you take away Justin Fields, Darnell Mooney, Roquan Smith, Cole Kmet, maybe Travis Gibson, he may have heard of three dudes.
Listen, the Lions have had decent rosters before. I mean, let's just think about it. The Lions have a top five all-time running back to their credit. Probably a top five all-time wide receiver, right? They've had guys before. They have guys now, but they won't win because they're the Lions. And I would always start this conversation at the quarterback position, and I take Justin Fields over Jared Goff every day of the week.
And who's he throwing the ball to?
I don't know any of those people.
Exactly. Yes. Because if I'm Jared Goff, I'd much rather be throwing to Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and the brothers they got up in Detroit, as opposed to our guy, Daz Newsome, friend of the show.
The Bears have a St. Brown brother.
Yeah, but they got the worst one.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you when you just run off those names, but they're still the Lions, and there's just something that like you can't. There's no way they beat the Bears twice or anybody else. In fact, everybody in the league, with the exception of maybe the Jaguars, is always like, "Yeah, we can beat the Lions."
I'm taking y'all to dinner. Lions have a better record than the Bears this season.
No chance.
All right, bet. Bet it up. So I say the Lions have a better record than the Bears. And if I'm wrong, I will take all y'all to dinner. If I'm right, however, we have to figure out something.
We'll take you to dinner.
Let's get it.
Yeah, isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
Done. Tony, save your checks up.
I regret the part where Herb Howard makes that bet on my behalf.
You let him.
We'll take
him.
We'll take
him. Yeah. Yeah. I regret past me allowing that. My favorite parts of that were Herb Howard saying there's no way that they beat the Bears twice or anyone else. Like, way more strident than he needs to be. And then Russ sticks the landing with Tony, save up your checks.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, Russ was 1,000% right that there was zero logic to the professionalism of Jason Leisure and Herb Howard, whose job is it to break down these things objectively with statistical analysis, with film analysis. Mm-hmm. And there was none of, I don't know. Can you guys explain what happened there when it's your job to decide and break these things down for the fan?
Yeah.
To let them know how good or not good their team is, but the oversight into what the Lions were becoming last season, let alone this season.
It is. I'm going to make Herb Howard answer that, not me. But it does. It was like Russ was like writing out this equation of a beautiful mind, and me and Herb Howard just walked in and looked at it and were like, nah.
So what had happened was.
Here we go. You sound like Russ trying to explain the mannequin incident to his mom.
The prior season.
There was a sticker there.
The prior season, which would have been 2021. I was wiping
off a smudge.
The Lions were 3-13-1.
Mm-hmm. I think they started out 0-10.
So coming into said 2022 season, the Bears had a new coach. They had some pieces on the defensive side of the ball. They were finally going to turn this thing over to Justin Fields, not like they did in 2021. Thought the Bears would get to the middle of the pack in that season. I had not, though.
They still haven't gotten to the middle of the pack. They're drafting ninth this year.
I had not talked to Ryan Poles about his plan to tear that thing down to the studs by midseason. I hadn't talked to him yet. You know what I mean? He hadn't told me that Roquan and Robert Quinn and everybody else of value would be sent away. That being said, I am an Aries, and we are bullishly stubborn.
You are.
Don't blame it on astrology.
Here we go.
No, the Lions, I don't know the astrology, but he is correct about himself.
Yes. So Jason and Tone is cool and giving you all your 1,000% correctness credit. I'm gonna go down with the ship. I don't care if you're right or not. I'm going down with the ship. I don't care.
How can you?
He's already
that?
Right here.
I'm not done. Yeah,
you're already at the bottom. You're already the Titanic. Like, what do you?
You can throw me a life raft and be like,
brother,
hey,
you are those just, people that went down on that little thing that blew up.
You could throw me a
all the coaches
say,
except
hey,
for the head coach.
If you just admit that I'm right, I'll let you get on my boat. And I'm like, no.
You don't have to go down with the ship. You already did go down with the ship. You're
here's
like,
the thing. Hurt.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You're like, you're still
the
lion,
submersible.
Bottom of the ocean. You're a coral reef now, and fish are just kind of swimming among you at this point. And
two
me.
Two things. The Lions absolutely went Lions. There should be in the Super Bowl next week.
Brother, stop it.
I don't think you get to say that when they went to the NFC title game.
You're talking about a team that is going to have back-to-back number one overall picks. I'm not trying to hear that shit.
I'm talking about a team that was up 24-0 in the conference championship game and lost, right? They absolutely went Lions. Number two.
That's like four. That describes like four Bears games this year.
Sure it does. Number two, the Bears outplayed them twice. Including
what to show and had what to show for it?
One win.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
They split with Detroit. You know what I mean? They outplayed them twice. They split with them.
Who won the division, Herb?
Huh?
Who won the division?
Huh?
Yeah. Yep. Who was last place in the division 2 years
having
ago?
Those Wi-Fi
y'all
problems
know my connection be y'all know my connection be faulty yeah. sometimes.
Right.
What? All right. I want to say a word so bad that Herb is right now, but I can't say it in front of company.
I look
the company in this case.
I look forward to wherever you pick that we are going to this dinner.
It's Bavette in 2 weeks. I already got the
okay. Okay, that was my next question. Was what do you want for
it's
this?
Bavette. Yeah. It's Bavette.
Okay.
Okay, well, and tell
Jason, are you going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, so we'll do it after that. But tell the people that are not in the Chicago area listening to this what that entails.
Bavette's is the best steakhouse in the city of Chicago. Okay,
still talking about
they
the Bears.
Have yes, I was had Bears on my brain.
That sounds problematic. I would much rather take you to like the most expensive steakhouse in like Joliet or Milwaukee. Or
No. It don't work like that. Bavette's has amazing steaks, seafood, drinks, appetizer. Okay. The bread is bussing.
Yeah.
Y'all will enjoy it because
is
y'all
the bread busting enough that we could just have that? Because that's probably free.
Also, not how it works.
Free-ish.
I'm getting not one tongue. What bronze? Like, not one, not two, not three, not four espresso martinis. I'm getting a fat ass steak. We getting sides. Uh-huh. We're getting an appetizer. Bring the steak tartare to the table.
If I drive you there, does that count as me taking you to Bavette's?
Brother, I live in the city. No. Get your duck. I'll give you 2 weeks to get your ducats together. Get your ducats together with Jay. Maybe Jay got to foot the bill and then you pay him back and then stop. But like, y'all got to figure this thing out. Y'all talk the big game and I'm bringing y'all to the table. Now, I'll give y'all 2 years to get your money.
You're right, man.
I'm going to have to get a side job the next 2 weeks to be able to afford or win in Vegas or something.
You better get that OnlyFans popping.
Hey,
there we go.
Right. Yeah. So that baldy, get it buffed out.
Both of them.
I'm sure there's some bald kink out there. Wow.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are. I'm sure if people are into mannequins.
Yeah, that's true.
Russ, do you ever have when you cover spring training? That's in February. You live in Chicago. Spring training is in Phoenix and Florida. Do you have where it takes you that first day to remember about getting sunburned?
Doesn't happen to me.
Sunburn?
Everybody gets sunburned. Every human being can get sunburned.
I take care of my skin and use sunscreen.
This is my first time leaving the North during this winter, and can you see how pink I am today from being in the sun in Mobile for like an hour?
You're a hat guy, so I'm surprised, but
I didn't bring a hat. I didn't think of it because it's only like 60 degrees, but you can also still get sunburned when it's 60 degrees, it turns out. I feel very like hot in my head right now. You know how you can feel that sunburn? Like even if you don't touch it, you can kind of feel. It's not a good feeling.
Can't relate.
I've never experienced sunburn.
Everybody can get sunburned. How is that possible that you have never been sunburned?
Because I'm moisturized, and when I'm hot, I go inside.
Okay, all right. That's a good policy. When I'm hot, I go inside. That's a good policy.
I've never experienced
Tony Gill famously indoorsy. Yeah. If he does go hiking, it'll be in Nike slides.
When I'm hot, I go inside. I feel him though.
As a principle in life, when I'm hot, I go inside. Russ, let's do the news. So the most interesting thing that happened in the NFL this week to me was not that the Lions almost went to the Super Bowl, but coughed it up. It was the pregame incident with the Chiefs and the Ravens and Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Ravens kicker, Justin Tucker. Did you guys see what happened? Have you seen the video of?
I did. Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a joke at first. So Patrick Mahomes is warming up, and you know, I heard him and Travis both explain it on Pat McAfee, and like, no matter what Sunday it is, each team has their side, and specialists kind of get to do their own thing because they have to factor for win and stuff. But usually, it's out of the way of whichever team. But for whatever reason, Justin Tucker said, "Nah, F that," and put his stuff in the way of Patrick Mahomes when he was trying to warm up. And he said it's happened three times in his career, and all three times it was Justin Tucker in Baltimore. So, yeah, man, like Justin Tucker is like, yeah, I'm not just going to be the most accurate kicker in NFL history. I'm going to try to mess the Chiefs up.
He shouldn't have did that. He poked the bear. Like, come on, bro. What are we out here doing? You kicker, my guy. A kicker.
The best kicker in the NFL, though. That's my thing. Like, if you're the most accurate kicker in NFL history, all right. But if you were like Cody Parkey, you can't just stand in the way of Patrick Mahomes.
Nah, if you're a kicker in general, come on now. They playing two different things. He playing real football, you doing something football adjacent. If there was a podcast adjacent, like sports adjacent, Justin Tucker is doing football adjacent stuff. Like, come on now. What are we out here doing?
I appreciate the spiciness of Travis saying, you know what? I'm not even playing with you, bro. I'm throwing your stuff out of the way, and you're not going to do nothing about it.
Yeah, what was he going to do? Fight somebody twice his size?
No.
But
you see the video, and Travis is right there like, you know what? Get your shit out of here. And Justin Tucker is sitting there smiling and stretching. Yeah, you better stretch.
Yeah, and you better keep smiling.
Before you get stretched. Hey, yo.
I kind of get it from, here's what I get. You're facing the defending champions.
Mm-hmm.
You're facing Jordan, right? And we know, like, all the stuff that team used to do when they got to hype themselves up against Michael Jordan. Try to downplay it. He ain't nothing. You can guard him. He a man. He put his pants on like I do. You know, one leg at a time, stuff like that. But it's just certain dudes that you just don't poke. Like, you don't mess with, right? Like, don't poke the bear. Especially when you can't do anything about it. How many times did Justin Tucker go out there, right?
One time.
Once.
Or twice. Once after a touchdown, once for a field goal.
Well, I especially don't recommend that strategy when Patrick Mahomes is already like 5 years into the league or whatever he is, already at a point where he's looking for something like this to make him angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's already been in the Super Bowl enough times and won a couple, and now and everyone acknowledges, okay, he's the best. Now he's looking for, just like Jordan was, he's looking for reasons to take it personally.
Mm-hmm. So they could blame the loss not on Lamar Jackson, not on them forgetting that they had one of the top rushing offenses in the league. Blame it on Justin Tucker 1,000%.
Kelce explained the whole concept of warm-ups, that each team stays on their own side, except for the kickers and punters get to test out each end of the field. And he says, quote, "But if you want to be a effing D about it, you keep your helmet and your football and your effing kicking tee right where the QBs are warming up. And they're dropping, eyes are looking left and right, and they've got a helmet down by their feet. If you're not going to pick that up, I'll happily pick it up for you."
As he should.
I always like these conflicts where one side says they were just joking around and the other side didn't take it that way. And don't, I would say as a general good like rule for life, don't joke around with people that you aren't that tight with.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Josh Donaldson rule.
Keep the jokes to the people that will 100% know it's a joke.
1,000%. 1,000%.
The other quarterback in the Super Bowl, Russ, is Brock Purdy. And do you remember Herm Edwards, the longtime NFL and college coach? Herm Edwards said this week that he, quote, always knew what kind of quarterback Brock Purdy was, end quote, which is exactly why Herm Edwards did not offer him a scholarship when Herm Edwards was the head coach at Arizona State and Brock Purdy was playing high school football 28 minutes away in Arizona.
Hey, man, I love Herm Edwards. To me, he can't do anything wrong, but come on, Herm. Come on, Herm.
So after he said this, this guy named Donnie Yantis, who was Herm Edwards' recruiting coordinator, he said the next day that Arizona State only offered Brock Purdy. He was shocked at the time that they were doing this. He thought at the time, we are messing this up. Mm-hmm. Donnie Yantis did. They offered Brock Purdy to come on as a preferred walk-on. Once Iowa State offered him a scholarship, then Arizona State tried to get in the game, but it was too late. But Herm always knew. He always knew.
So he was like 25% faith.
He 25% always knew.
That man LeBron James. Oh, always knew. I knew that. I knew that. I knew
he'd line his ass off. One day we got to talk about that on
here. Have you guys heard enough about Taylor Swift yet?
No.
Oh, good. I thought you did not like Taylor Swift.
No, it's not. It's not a dislike. I thought in the beginning it was all antics and fake. Now that we're 4 or 5 months in, I rock with it. I rock with her and Travis.
Wow, really?
I like it. Your heart is melted. But it was never like hardened. It was just, it just seemed not real. Like it seemed fake. It seemed very Hollywood. And she's showing up. She's having a good time. They seem to like really like each other. And like, you know what? Good for them. I think my part was I had seen what Travis had dated up to that point, and I said, there is no way in hell this is his type. But maybe he was just like, you know what? I've never dated anything outside of my type. And maybe she was just like, you know what? I've never dated anything outside of my type. And it worked. And like, she's the biggest star in the world, and he's the greatest tight end of all time. And he's having a great year in terms of like his status outside of the NFL, outside of football.
He's in every commercial.
1,000%. His podcast is number one in the world right now. So like, good for Travis. I love Travis. Good for Taylor. They seem to be like actually enjoying each other. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck.
Tone, do you like how often they cut to Taylor Swift during the Chiefs playoffs games?
Not really.
It don't matter. The tone light. The CBS light.
It is drawing a whole new audience. Every time they do it, I think of Tony angrily complaining about too much Taylor Swift in my football.
There's a clip of Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes Sr. is the realest. And I can't say the word, but out there. He just looks so out of place when he's in that box with all the members of the non-community, and he just turns around and he sees his daughter-in-law and Taylor Swift, and he's got a, this is my life now, you know, and it's just weird because it's just such a stark difference between who he is as an individual and now his current environment. And you know, he turns around, they're doing some type of fake swag surf with Jason Kelce with his shirt off, and he's just like,
how did I get here?
Like, his other son is just disappointment.
Yes.
You don't even see him no more?
No, he did. He was in the tunnel. I just saw a video of it this week. He was in the tunnel.
Like, you don't see him no more. If you catch my drift. Like, there was a time where you saw him where you saw Patrick damn near. He was the famous one.
He's about to take down the whole empire.
Well, that's how they shut that shit down.
It's good that you guys are so on board with all the Taylor Swift hysteria because it's about to infiltrate the presidential campaigns. Rolling Stone has a report that the Biden campaign has her high on its wish list as an endorser. She endorsed Joe Biden in 2020. And meanwhile, Rolling Stone reports that the Trump campaign plans to launch, quote, a holy war, unquote, against Taylor Swift in retaliation. The report goes on to say that Donald Trump claims he is, quote, more popular than Taylor Swift, and that he should have been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year last year instead of her.
I think the Donald and Joe Biden have better things they could do with their time, especially Joe. Because
not the Donald.
I don't know what Joe's doing. I don't know if Joe knows where he is, let alone having Taylor Swift endorse him.
Well, either way, it'll probably decide the election. I'm one of those people who loves typos. I'm like obsessive about my own typos. And I love when they added the feature on texting where you could correct, you could edit.
Edit, yeah.
Instead of sending the follow-up text, no, here's what I meant to say. But I thoroughly enjoy other people's typos. And I thought of like, there was this thing like 10 years ago where a friend and I were working on planning like kind of a guy's hangout or something like that. And we were going to grill, but we weren't going to like, you know, grill burgers, everything. Everyone could bring whatever they wanted. And my friend texted me, this is before you could edit your text to correct a typo. What he texted me was, you know, that he had done a bring your own meat thing before and it went really well, but he had a typo and it, instead of thing, it said thong. We tried a bring your own meat thong before and it went very well. Changes the meaning quite a bit.
Oh, significant.
See? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, a Pizza Hut in Ontario, Canada went viral with a typo this week. It posted a sign on its door telling customers that this Pizza Hut was only open for carryout and delivery because the dining room was closed due to, quote, unforeseen circumcisions.
Oh no!
I hope that was a typo.
Jeez, Louise.
We got bigger problems if it wasn't the typo.
No pun intended. Jeez, I don't want to see that Pizza Hut.
Finally, Russ, here. You know we owe you dinner for your Detroit Lions victory lap. Well earned. You were very correct about that. Maybe this would be a good place for it. One of the hottest trends in Japan right now is a chain called My Pig Cafe, and the big draw is that they supply miniature pigs for you to pet and play with while you're dining there. It is $15 for a pig rental for 30 minutes, reservations required. And if you like it so much in the test drive that you want one as a pet, you can buy one of these miniature pigs from the cafe for $1,350. The article that I read about this in the Associated Press said that while it is a cafe, they do sell food and drink there. People don't usually do that. It sounds like they just go there to play with the pigs. And now this has spawned all these other copycat ideas where there are restaurants with owls all through Japan. Owls, birds, hedgehogs, and snakes. The Tokyo-based organization Peace, which is kind of equivalent to PETA, objects to exploiting these pigs to make money. And spokeswoman Sachiko Azuma says, quote, it must be stressful to be touched and fondled by a bunch of strangers, end quote.
Well, if you put
fondled was a little much. I mean, come on. This is basically a petting zoo. I don't know that we need to go to fondled.
I don't like that. That's wild.
That's the news.
What a wild episode of Sports Adjacent we've had.
The parts you didn't hear.
I think it was about an hour and 15 minutes that
you didn't hear. The parts you can never hear. The parts we can
never hear. I'm talking not even if we had a Patreon could you ever hear the things that were said.
So much elevator music this episode. There were things I wish I didn't hear.
Nah, you enjoyed. You thoroughly enjoyed things said on this podcast today. All of them. Heard on air and off air. We'd like to thank everybody for listening to this week's episode of Sports Adjacent. We are sponsored by our great friends over at Cheats and Giggles. Go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA. You can get 14% off the new mattress. We all got ours. And for Valentine's Day, you get two, not one, but two free items with code THREESOME. You heard me correctly. That is code THREESOME. Not because you may be a freak ass boy or girl out there, which your prerogative, but because you get the mattress with two additional items, 1, 2, 3, promo code threesome. We are also brought to you by BetMGM. You can place any bet. Super Bowl's coming up in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. It'll be a week away, a little over a week away by the time you hear this podcast. You can use our promo code adjacent1000 to get $1,500 back in free betting credit if you do not win your first bet through BetMGM's at BetMGM, the king of sports books. Gentlemen, anything before we let the fine folks go?
Bookmark is a useful tab for all you guys that are perusing on Twitter. Use the bookmark.
Tone,
you don't have to hit the like. You don't have to hit the follow. Use the bookmark if you are into certain things and certain aspects on Twitter.
Tone, I was
protect your livelihood. Protect your careers.
You went with this thing because protect yourself. We can all see it. I think there's still a larger group of people that don't know that the things that you like on Twitter, I can go to your profile and I can go from your tweets to your replies to your media, things that you post in terms of pictures, videos. And then on the far right, I can go to your likes. If you liking some wild shit, I can see it. And so can the rest of the world. Just bookmark it. Save yourself the hassle and the statement that you have to put out down the line. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Sports Adjacent with Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey. Be sure to download, subscribe, and give the podcast 5 stars. You can check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm very much adjacent. For a couple hours, I thought I was hood. But then all that happened, I was like, you know what, James? You adjacent to the mother.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.